In a special meeting Monday, the Las Cruces City Council reviewed current and future projects to be funded by Tax Increment Development District funds. Projects currently in the works include improvements to the parking lot located behind the Rio Grande Theater, the implementation of an online permitting system, and a redesign of Campo Street. The city is also using TID funds to light trees up and down Main Street for the 2020 holiday season. City Interim Destination Downtown Program Manager Liz Vega says the new lights will be put up in place of other decorations, such as the usual Christmas tree, due to the pandemic.
We have the holiday lights that will be going up in the downtown area. This is in lieu of the plaza decorations that we unfortunately won't be able to do because of the pandemic this year. They're just high touch point areas and promote gatherings. So instead, we're going to put all of the trees on Main Street. We're going to light them up with Christmas lights. And these would be lit starting Saturday, December 5th, and go through January 6th.
Councillor Cassandra Gondera expressed her excitement about the new lights, telling the council she has received many questions asking why the lights have never extended down the entire street.
For at least a couple of years, I've been advocating for these lights. I was so excited to see that we are finally going to get the lights up and down Main Street. I think it will be beautiful and obviously not the best substitute for the beautiful tree and the tree lighting ceremony, but I completely understand that. So I'm thrilled that we're able to do this. I think it'll make the business community there extremely happy and proud.
And lights might not be the only new addition coming to Main Street. In a discussion about upcoming TID-funded projects, the council discussed a proposal to put cameras along Main Street. Councillor Gondera believes the cameras will be a welcome safety upgrade for the community.
The security cameras, I think, are really important specifically to that area. Often I get a lot of concern, right? And I think having that one particular huge camera, if you will, at the plaza has been a deterrent for a lot of things, but it can't capture all up and down north and south, right, of that area.
Councillor Ioana Bencomo brought up concerns that increased surveillance could lead to racial profiling.
There is no evidence that says surveillance actually decreases crime. Who's monitoring the cameras? Is it going back to LCPD? Like, are there going to be new policies in place to ensure there's no racial profiling? Like, I feel like there's steps that should be taken.
Mayor Ken Miyagishima has been an advocate for the installation. He says the goal of the project is to make citizens feel safer.
We're getting a lot of reports from a lot of the patrons, specifically a lot of the women that were feeling a little bit intimidated because it was dark and they were a little scared. So these cameras really were meant to just be able to, it's hopefully not a crime that takes place, but really they're just more to let people know, hey, you know what, there's cameras out here. So hopefully that deters crime. I don't think it was going to be used for any profiling.
The council also discussed a variety of other future projects, including the installation of shade structures in the Plaza de las Cruces, as well as a redesign of both Church and Water Street. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.